Blog Talk Radio.
I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new intrigue. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's in the cool of the rain. And I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you. And everywhere I turn is a reminder.
Always being there for us. You are an amazing and beautiful God. Father, please bless the listeners today right where they are. We are so grateful for who you are. You know what the listeners are going through. You know their situations. And so, Father, we just ask you to intercede on their behalf, Father, and bless them there. Bless them, God. Thank you so much for all that you've always done for us. Thank you for blessing us with the love of your Father. Thank you so much for coming down here and saving us from ourselves. Thank you for showing us what it's like to be great, graceful, showing us what it means to give mercy, showing us what it means to heal the sick. Father, thank you so much for just showing us what it means when you really care about someone, what you would go through for them. Thank you for taking on all the sins of the world on you, Father. Thank you so much, Jesus, for just being the best God there is. Thank you so much. We love you. And we're so grateful for the opportunity to just be able to love you back. Thank you in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We just want to say thank you. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. What's up, everybody? How you doing? I hope that God is blessing you. That song right there, in everything. I see you in everything. Oh, man. It means so much. It means so much. I hope that you guys understand that. I hope that you think about that. Because sometimes we have to be careful about what we look for. If you're looking for something to be wrong, if you're expecting things to go the opposite way and destroy and hurt, it will. But if you're looking for goodness, if you're looking for love, if you're looking for kindness, if you're looking for Jesus, if you're looking for God that's making decisions and movements in your life, the one that's leading you in a path of righteousness for his name's sake, you will be in a much better place. How about that? You will be in a much better place. So look for the goodness in Christ, okay? I am so blessed that you are here today. I am so blessed that you've tuned in today because it is all about God. This is so good, and none of us are here by coincidence. Not me, not you, and not the next person, whoever tunes in today. There's no such thing as coincidence when it comes down to the Lord. Everything happens because he ordered it to happen. And when God orders something to happen, whoa, Lord, it's so good to be a part of that. It is so good to be with God and by his side and allowing him to do what he does for us. So listen, we're going to praise him. We're going to continue to praise him. I want to uplift your spirits. I want you to feel better about your situation, whatever it may be. I just want you to know that God loves you and you can see him in everything, but you got to look for it. Just put your focus on God. Look for him to be there to bless you. He wants to bless you. You are his child. He wants to be there for you. He's begging you to do the right thing. Do the right thing. Can you imagine that on Good Friday, he did not want to die. But he said, Father, if you don't take this away from me, then let your will be done, not mine. Let your will be done. And so he did what his father wanted him to do, despite the fact that he didn't want to do it, because he knew that his father was looking out for his best interest. And he trusted him. All his faith went to that moment where he was hanging on the cross, when he nailed him to the cross. And he took on the sins of the world. And he looked up and he said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He's never experienced that before. He was gone. And the reason his father had to go away from his son is because God cannot be around sin. So when his son took on the weight of the world, took on all of our sins, God had to move away. Jesus was stunned because he was in a situation that he's never been in before, and that's to be away from his father. God sent his only begotten son here on this earth to die for us. But the least thing we can do is be grateful. We can do that. Let's be grateful. Let's show God how much we appreciate him, how much we love him, how much we're grateful for him. He's amazing. So thank you, Father. Thank you right now on behalf of all of us. Thank you. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. I want to talk to you guys when we come back about inspiring people as opposed to manipulating people. Okay? All right. We love you. We're grateful. Aren't we? I am. Are you? Let's do this together on Solar Records Radio. I love you.
Oh, word says, for the spirit of heaviness, put on the garment of praise. And that's how we fight our battles.
This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles. This is how I fight my battles.
What we're doing tonight.
This is how I fight my battles.
It's when you think you're lost.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you.
Hey.
It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. Like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I fight my
God. And thank you, Michael W. Smith, for helping us to understand how we fight our battles, and that is through prayer, right? And leaning on Christ. All right, so Listen, I want to talk to you about what I was sharing with you earlier, but what I'm going to do is bring my sister in, my beautiful friend Cherie, and let her read a little scripture here. It's not really a scripture, but it's inspiring. It is great for you to understand what the Bible says about, motivating people in a positive way. So, Cherie, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm doing great. I can't wait to read this to y'all to give y'all hope and encouragement. That's what this is all about.
Amen. So if you want to do it, why don't you go ahead on and do that then.
Thank you. I sure can. Okay. No problem. It says, encouragement is something we all need to keep us motivated, loved, and feeling confident in ourselves and what we do. It's something that is important for our mental and overall health, and it truly can give us the same amount of joy to give it to others as it is to receive it. We all know what it can feel like starting out a new job, trying out a new creative hobby, or trying to make small changes in your life and not get any feedback or encouragement. You want to quit, and it can feel hard to stick with your goals. Plus, it can lead to discouragement. Because God created us and knows this about our personalities, He has provided countless verses in the Bible to not only encourage us, but also to teach us the importance of lifting up those around us. Imagine how your community could change for the better with a little more encouragement between neighbors instead of community message boards filled with complaints. Or how strong your team at work could become if each person talked up their teammates' work instead of their own accomplishments in order to get ahead. What a world that could be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I asked her if she could read it slowly.
and I'm so sorry, but I hope I could get the point across to everyone.
Yes, you did. And I'm sorry for having you read it that slow, but thank you. That was beautiful, and we appreciate you. And I know you're in a place where, you know, the service is not so good. So thank you, and thanks to your friends and your husband for allowing you to do this. We appreciate that very much, and may God bless
you,
Cherie.
No problem. I love you and Gayla so much. Y'all are beautiful Christian people, and y'all have helped us through many circumstances, and we want to be there for everyone else, too.
Amen.
That's what God's people do, you know.
Amen. Absolutely.
So, all right. Well,
thank
y'all
you,
have
sister.
A beautiful day, and God bless all of you.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate you. See you. See you later.
No problem.
Bye, Kevin.
All right. Take care, honey. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Have a good day.
You too. All right, guys. So that's my beautiful sister, Cherie, her husband and I are buddies, and he comes over and cooks sometimes, and his food is amazing. And we have such a wonderful time fellowshipping and just, you know, loving on each other. And so as Gayla is out doing her thing, I asked Cherie if she would read for us. And she was so kind to do that. So thanks again to my sister, Cherie. Love you, sweetheart. And God bless you guys, and be safe out there. So, you know, there is so much. Oh, that's great. So I just got encouragement that was great. And so thank you. I just want to talk to you guys a little bit about this. It's so important that we do it the right way and bless each other in a good way. And so if you look at the post, it says about manipulation versus encouragement, right, and inspiring people. And so when I put inspiring people, the word encouragement came up in the Bible. And that's what that scripture was about. That whole segment from the Bible was about, and that Cherie just read. But you know, I just want to also just share another story with Astrid. You know, she works with children, which is like what a blessing, what a gift that is to be around kids. And we have an amazing opportunity to encourage them and to, you know, to inspire them, right, through love and kindness and mercy and grace, you know. And they watch everything we do because they're little sponges, right? They're sponges. And so Astrid had this little girl that was in a situation that she kept kind of manipulating the situation between the school and her mom. And so she would go to Astrid's office and, you know, and say, well, this is what's wrong with me. I don't feel good. I want to, you know, I think I should go home or whatever the case is. And so in Astrid's just kind of talking to her, just, are you sure? Just, you know, she was like, my stomach is hurting. And Astrid's like, well, did you eat? Is everything okay? Like, did you? And she was like, yeah. And, or you know, whatever the case was. And so Astrid just continued to ask her questions, like, you know, just trying to help her and figure out what's wrong. And so then the Astrid decided, okay, let me just call your mom and tell her what's going on. So she calls her mom and it tells her, and her mom says, are you sure she's sick? And Astrid's like, well, I mean, she's saying she's sick. I mean, I'm not a doctor. I'm just, you know, someone who just, I'm just here to make sure she's okay. And that's why I'm calling you. And so the mother was like, well, you know, she's done this before and there really wasn't nothing wrong. She came home and she was just normal. And so then so whatever the case was, the next day she came back again with the situation. And she was saying how she she had a headache or something. And she wasn't feeling good. And Astrid was like, okay, let's talk about this. And so she talked to her and she worked these things through with her. And she realized that the little girl was kind of in trouble with her school work. She had not done her school work properly. She was behind and she was chasing. And so what happens is, you know, kids don't really know how to express stress. And so she really was stressed out. And so she probably was hurting. And she just didn't want to, I can't deal with this. I need to go. And so she probably was hurting, but she don't know how to say, hey, I'm stressed out, you know. And so Astrid just sat there and worked it out with her and said, listen, this is, I see what your situation is. And so either, you know, you can go home and still be behind, or you can stay here in my office and we can work through this. And so when you're done, then you can go home, you know, and when you come back the next day, you're good. You're caught up. And so the little girl thought about it. And she was like, oh, okay, I'll stay here and do it. And so, you know, and she stayed there and did it. And so that right there, I mean, Astrid blessed her right in the moment of confusion for the child. And that's what children need, is for us to listen, you know, because a lot of times we don't pay attention. It's not just children, adults have the same issues, the same problems, and sometimes they don't want to say what's wrong with them. There's just something wrong. But a person that is either trying to reach out to them and trying to help them could find out what's wrong with them. But we have to start with grace. We have to start with wanting to care and be there for people. And so just like that little girl that Astrid had to deal with, at the end of the day, that little girl could be inspired by the love of another woman who took time to help her through her situation that she didn't even understand. She just was trying to make excuses to get out of there because she didn't understand that she was stressed out. She don't know what that is. And so there's a lot of people that are in situations that are just, they don't understand. But if someone would just take a moment and hang out with them and love them through their situations, you can inspire someone to do that for the next person and the next person and the next person. How wonderful would this world be if we could love on each other that way, as opposed to manipulation? Because we people are good at manipulating. We love to manipulate. We just like, I'm going to get you to do what I want you to do. You want to control people. That only goes as far as that moment. And then it's done. But inspiring people goes on and on and on. And so be an inspiration like Astrid was to that little girl. Be someone to reach out and do the right thing. Be a blessing for people when they're in a situation. I mean, people have done that for me as well. They were there for me. And I when I look back at it, I go, wow, how blessed was I? How lucky was I? You know, that was good. I'm thinking, and I want to go back. I remember calling my mom, you know, and you know, parents are supposed to do what they do, right? They, you know, your parent, you know, you're supposed to love me. You're supposed to take care of me. I'm your child, but they all don't. Some of them just don't. And so I'm grateful that mine did, that my mom loves me and she blessed me. She took care of me. I was her firstborn. And still to this day, when I call her, she answers the phone and she hears it's me and she calls me, hey, my first love. I mean, and I brag about that to my sisters. I go, my mom's first love. You know, just, you know how us kids do, right? We just, anything to, you know, to irritate the other child. And but it makes me feel good that she says that. It really blesses me, you know. And I'm 60 something years old, and I'm still being inspired by my mom. And so I want to say Happy Mother's Day to the moms over in the UK where they're celebrating Mom's Day over there. You guys don't say mom, you say moms. M-U-M, and so Happy Mother's Day, and Greg, to your mom, thank you for posting that and sharing that, and, you know, I wish I could have met her, you know, so I could tell her thank you for blessing us, blessing me with your son, and, you know, but unfortunately, you know, she left us, and she's with her creator now, and so she's probably looking down and proud of her son anyway, so, but, you know, Happy Mother's Day to all you guys, and God bless you. And you know, the moms that really sacrifice and do what they do, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. We need you. And we needed you then. And we're grateful that you loved us enough to take care of us and help us to grow up to be good parents or good people. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mom. Anyway, so guys, listen, I just want you to be encouraged to go out and inspire people to love the loved one people, because especially children, they need you. This world is so confused right now. It's such a mess. Kids are in a bad space. And so bad space, bad place, however you want to look at it, it's important that we adults really do our best to give them balance. And we can inspire them. We can give them balance through inspiring them to be their best. We can love them through whatever they're going through and not judge them and yell at them and beat them up, but just love them as Christ loved us. It is such a beautiful blessing. And then they will take that, God willing, and bless another and another and another. So anyway, thank you for even thinking about doing this, because I know that God is smiling, knowing that his children are looking out for his children, that we were created to be like God, and that we are created to work for God. We are here to be used to bless his children and to be a blessing to his children. So thank you for tuning in, and thank you for just, you know, opening your hearts to what God is looking for. And trust him. Trust him. Pray to him. Ask him, how can I be an inspiration? What is it that you think that I could do? Ask for his guidance if you don't know exactly what it is. He loves to use you. All right, so Father, we love you, and we thank you so much for just all the wonderful stories, and, you know, we thank you so much for your words and the things that you put on our hearts to share. Thank you for being a beautiful God. Thank you for loving us despite who we are. Thank you for forgiving us for our sins. You are amazing, and we love you so much, God. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. We ask all our blessings. We love you. Amen. All right, guys. Yeah. Oh, man. Thank you. Let's keep this thing going.
Be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. Doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now.
Going through a storm. Thank you.
12 minutes, and I'm so grateful, and I thank God for just everything, giving me the opportunity to hang out with you guys another day, and thank you, Lord. Thank you to the listeners, and thanks to my team that makes all this possible. Much love to all you guys. Really appreciate you, and you guys be blessed and take care of yourselves. Have a blessed week in Christ's name. And y'all know we got Good Friday and Easter coming up shortly. So, Palm Sunday as well. That's the Sunday before Easter when Jesus rode in on the donkey into Jerusalem. It was a tough week. It was a very tough week. And so, guys, you know, sometimes we got to ride in and be ready. Ready for the battle, like Christ did when he went into Jerusalem. That was a tough week. We lost our Heavenly Father. We lost our Christ, the human. But our Christ, the God, lives on. And so we have to sometimes get ready for the battle and fight our battles and go out there and do the right thing in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And so let's just make sure we remember what our purpose is. Some of us don't realize what our purpose is. We don't know what we're supposed to do. So pray about it. And like I said, and ask God how he can bless you in the storm and help you to utilize the gifts that he's given you. And he's giving you so many of them, right? So let him help you with whatever it is to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for God is with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared the table before me in the presence of my enemies. He anointeth my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Just remember this. In the 23rd song, it says, he leadeth me in the path of righteousness. So allow him to lead you in the path of righteousness. Please. We see our brothers and sisters doing it. I could tell you right here and now, look what Astrid did for the little girl. That's the path of righteousness. Look what Greg is always doing all the time. He don't have to do it, but every single day, he's trying to do different things to encourage us here at Solar Records Radio, to encourage the people around us to come to this station, to be a part of it. And if you want us to continue to love one each other, we are out here, we're doing our best. We are self-funded. We don't have commercials. So we don't get paid by commercials. So if you guys want to support our station, please go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com, and go to the donation button. And, you know, whatever is comfortable for you, you know. You could do a one-time donation, or you can do a monthly donation of $10, however you want to bless this station. Your blessing is huge, no matter what the dollar amount is. Thank you so much for just thinking about that, all right? We appreciate you, and we're hoping that our station would encourage other stations to do the same thing in terms of just getting God's word out there. Because we play all kind of music. We don't just play praise and worship music. We play all kind of music on this station. But we play loving music and music that really blesses people. And it allows us to get people to come to the station to talk about God and recognize all these beautiful people that are a part of our group that hang out and meet some amazing people. So, like I said, if you want to do that and bless our station, we'd appreciate it. All blessings are welcome. All right, guys. Like I said, have a blessed and beautiful week. Thanks again for everything that you do. And take care of yourselves, all right? And we'll see you next time on Solar Records Radio. Good night.
From every tribe, from every nation, we give your name all praise today.